Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a big day. Not only is it Friday, but Michael Franti is joining us
in
the
8
o'clock hour. It is Vinny's birthday. Somebody. I have it in my calendar. I've been looking at it all week, and I've been thinking, oh, my God, we're finally going to have a day. Because we're hardly ever on the air when your birthday happens. It's something about April vacation, I guess. I'm so excited. Happy birthday. I love you so much, and I'm super happy, and I hope you have this, hope you feel better and that you just have the greatest weekend and the greatest birthday. And
I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Aww.
And I do. What I want for my birthday is for this cold to be on its way out.
Yeah. Well, the coughing thing. Jesus, could that please go with the poor thing? I feel so bad for you. And it's just as if on cue, the pillow that we push into
our
face.
It's a towel.
Whatever that bundle of love is, keeps pushing that into your face.
I don't have an on and off button here, so I just have to do what I can. I hope it's, is it muffling it at all? Or
oh, yes, absolutely, yeah. Sometimes I can't hear it at all. Okay. Sometimes if there's a pause, we hear, and I'm like, oh, I better start talking again, because that's...
It's a good thing Sarah never stops talking.
Yeah, blah de blah blah blah.
Good to go.
That is true. I never do stop talking.
Yeah. Mm. You're good at that. He's practicing right now.
I am. I'm trying to stop.
I was going to say, am I on? What is happening? Do I have to go?
It's actually really hard.
I thought I just finished news. Did I not? Oh, my God.
I feel like, I wonder if it's because I feel like someone needs to be talking at all. Like, after 30 years of doing a morning show, like, I have in my head that I need to fill every silence with my voice that I'm apparently completely in love with.
Yeah.
It's actually true. Okay, have we made it to 7:05? We have. Yeah, we have. Here we go. That's called stalling, everyone. It's actually 7:05, and that is when we can do the giveaway for the Michael Franti tickets. Very exciting. Right now, we've got your chance to win a pair of floor tickets to see our friend Michael Franti and Spearhead August 24th at the Fox Theater. Here's how to enter. It's so easy. I'm going to give you a code word right now, and the code word is world. Like, as in, that guy is all over the world. W-O-R-L-D. World is this hour's code word. Take the word world and text it to 20357 right now. That's a contest text number. If you text that to the regular, our regular text number, we'll see that you don't know how to play this game. World. Text it to 20357. Good luck. I wish you all the luck in the world. And in about an hour, Michael Franti will join us
for
Vinny's birthday. Vinny is 55 today. Double.
He is a guy that I am. I don't have any right to be proud of him. I'm not his dad or his best friend or his wife or his son. But I remember being on a beach in Maui when one of his early, this was a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah.
When one of his first big hits was being played on the radio everywhere. And I'm on the beach and this car, there's a, I don't know what the deal is in Hawaii with people who need to put their speakers facing out so that everyone can hear what they're listening to. You'd think they'd want to hear it themselves. But anyway, I remember this car driving by banging Franti's big hit. And I just thought, oh,
was it
that
Sound
guy.
Of Sunshine? Or
yeah.
What's the,
no,
other,
it.
What's the other one there?
That big one was this one here.
Yeah, this one. Yeah.
And it was just cool. It was cool to hear it in another faraway place and be like, oh my gosh, he's made. It's yes. happening.
So good. I like the San Diego uses one of his songs for whatever their tourism is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, this year, he's got the San Diego money.
I don't know what song that is, but I know it's him. As soon as I hear it, I'm like, oh, it's Franti.
Yep.
It's awesome. I don't know which song they're using, though.
Boy, San Diego's spending some real money trying to get us San Franciscans down there. okay, let me do some stuff here. Blah-de-blah. There seems to be some good stuff this week.
Out in the Sun is what they're using.
Oh, that's the name of it?
Nice. It's Out in the Sun. I just looked it up. That's the song that the San Diego Tourism is using by Michael Franti.
Yeah. Sometime, all the time, the days seem long and the years fly by and there's no going back, going back. So I'ma pack my bags, hit the dough like, hey, 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 I'll send my soul on holiday. Cause maybe I could use a little fun. So funny. Weird hearing it without the ad. It doesn't even sound. I mean, sounds like Michael Franti, but
like
it doesn't
Franti.
Recognize. I don't recognize it as a song. It's so funny. All right. So, but it makes perfect sense, doesn't it? It sounds like we're going to go to San Diego. Let's go to San Diego. You know what? Let's stop doing free plugs for San Diego. Here's some movies that are in theaters this weekend. The first one. It's called Civil War. Now, listen closely to this. It's a made-up movie. This is not about the Civil War. It's apparently some kind of new Civil War. Violence erupts across America under the dictatorship of the character played by Nick Offerman, a president trying to cling to power in his third term after 19 states secede and declare war. It stars Kirsten Dunst, Wagner Moura from Narcos, a 74-year-old character actor by the name of Stephen McKinley Henderson, and Kaylee Spaney from Priscilla. As four journalists trying to cross the war zone and reach Washington, D.C. before the 4th of July so they can interview the president before rebel forces arrive to attack the Capitol. Civil War.
510 says, Sarah, if you mentioned Civil War for new movies, I saw it last night, and it was amazing. Low-key, terrifying.
Oh.
Jorge in New York. In Newark. Jorge. Sorry.
Jorge in Newark, New Jersey? Or Newark, California? Is there a Newark, California?
I'm going to guess Newark, California, but I don't. It just says Jorge in Newark.
Jorge? Thank you, Newark, because California. I have to say that I read through the synopsis and went, I feel like people should hear about this.
Newark's a city in Alameda.
Oh, a city in on the Alameda island of Alameda.
County.
Oh, in Alameda. Oh, got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Hello, Newark. Unfortunately, you're overshadowed by that New Jersey thing.
Newark, yikes. From Jersey.
Newark, New Jersey. So, Civil War, that's out now. It's rated R, so it sounds hardcore. It actually, it scared me just reading the synopsis. Like, yeah, when the famous guy decides that he just wants to keep on keeping on with that whole the president thing. Yikes. This is interesting. It's called Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Does it ring a bell? It should. It was a movie. 1,000 years ago, 91. 30 plus years ago. Christina Applegate played at the 17-year-old who becomes responsible for her brothers and sisters after their mom leaves the country and the old lady she hired to watch them dies in her sleep. However, this is an African-American remake of that movie. Christina's role is played by Simone Joy Jones. I guess you'd know her as Lisa in Bel Air. And Nicole Richie plays her boss after she's forced to get a job to keep the house running. So it sounds...
Who did you just say?
Nicole Richie. Nicole Richie from Paris and Nicole Richie fame.
Wow.
The Simple Life. Lionel Richie's adopted daughter?
Yeah, I didn't know that she was, you know...
Okay. Out there still working? Yeah, turns out.
Well, it's an actual movie.
Yes. Isn't that funny? So it's, I mean, I remember loving Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. I saw that and went, this is, what fun. And now they're doing an African-American remake of it. Okay. Arcadian is also, by the way, that one is rated, that's rated R. So that means it'll be a fun one. And another R-rated movie called Arcadian. This one is a Nicolas Cage movie. So I see the words post-apocalyptic and I think, yes, please.
Oh, boy.
Arcadian is a post-apocalyptic horror thriller starring Nicolas Cage as the widowed father defending his farm from alien creatures that only come out at night. Sounds like as long as you're hunkered down at night, you're all right. His sons are played by Jaden Martell and Maxwell Jenkins. You would know Jaden as, I believe, young Bill Denbrough in the 2017 version of Stephen King's It.
Oh, okay.
So he's the... Is Bill's the main kid character, right? And then Max, this Maxwell Jenkins, he was Will Robinson on the Netflix Lost in Space remake. So I only barely remember him.
I don't remember any of them, but I do live my life like that.
What do you mean?
No, I need to be in at dark.
I see.
Every
post-apocalyptic
night.
Or not, when it gets dark out, you feel like you need to be in bed.
Vin needs, well, not in bed, but inside, yes.
Oh.
There's nothing good happens for me out there at night. There's nothing for me out there.
Nothing, huh?
I don't like to go
on like a neighborhood walk in the middle of the...
That's a little different than being out. As a person who's had to quit drinking, I'm not out. I'm not with the people, the party people.
I see what you're saying.
I don't mind. I'll drive you all over the place while you get, you know, ripped.
Fun for you.
Forget that. I'm staying in.
It's not how I rage at all.
Right.
Oh, you're going to go in and watch Survivor. Did you watch it yesterday?
I watched the episode I missed over vacation last night. So I have one more to do to catch up on
excellent, this week's episode. Excellent, excellent. Excellent episode this week. Last week was good.
I'm enjoying the season now that they got rid of that guy.
Oh, God. Banu, goodbye forever. Like, yeah. Wait.
I am.
That was weeks ago he got rid of him. Yeah.
I am amazed at how many of these people have like a Rolodex, like, they
memory.
Really know
yes.
all of the episodes and who the stars were, and they're not mixed up in their head at all. How do they do that?
Are you referring to Hunter having to put the seasons in order?
I'm referring to that happening, as well as many of the... There's a couple people on the tribes right now that have been identified as super fans. And it's somehow an Achilles for them. Like, oh, well, you're a super fan, so you've got a mark on you. Like, they're going to come for you.
As though you have, right, you know how the game is played, or you have some kind of advantage because you've studied, or...
I've never heard that way, done that way, like they've shown it this season. And I'm really surprised that... I'm not surprised by nerd, you know, love for anything, whatever you like. And I certainly could sit here and tell you about surfing from the 70s all the way through till now.
Everyone's got a nerd out, for sure.
They got their things, right. Skateboarding is the same for me. But Survivor, I'm shocked that you could somehow say, this name is associated with that season, and I remember her because
Right.
Whoa.
I'm with you. I have watched every single season. I've never missed a season of Survivor. And I find that I look back at a season from 8 years ago and I don't recognize anyone. I would definitely not know any of them. There might be one or two people, but there's usually one or two standout people in any of these seasons. I wouldn't be able to tell you where it happened. I like that they always do it in the same place now. I think it's Fiji, right? They just, it's always sort of in the same, I'm getting used to the same islands and the same scenery. God, it's so beautiful there.
I was just about to say to you that there are people I actually know from the show. In fact, we had a visit from someone who was on like the a celebrity survivor right before the pandemic hit. He was one of our last guests.
Yule. He's a local,
He's a local, and I've met him. And I would say, yeah, I know that guy, except I already forgot his name as I was about to tell you I know the guy. And I realized, like, no, I don't. I can't remember. Yeah. I have no recall for these contestants.
Well,
none.
The locals will stick with me a little bit more. Like, I've already forgotten the name of the girl who was on it this year that got booted off, our local. Spoiler alert. But Ty... For sure.
Brent and I ran
into him randomly as he was like gardening in a park here in San Francisco.
He was working.
That is his job. And then Lex, who was a Santa Cruz guy, right?
Yep.
He came on a lot, but those were really early days. Like I'm way more, I don't know what it is because I guess it was forming new pathways in my brain. But the first maybe three or four seasons, I definitely have a much better handle on it. It was after that as the seasons kept piling up and more people were a part of this whole thing. Unless something really epic happened or they were really remarkable, I'm not going to be able to pull out their names. But anyway.
It was Jess Chung.
Oh, Jess. That's right. Very nice young lady.
Anyway, I just have found that to be an impressive new twist. Not only that they are able to even throw out a game that would ask that of a contestant. But on top of that, now people are being marked as in a negative way for knowing the game too well.
You know, Charlie, he's a white kid. He's
the Boston kid.
Is he from Boston? Maybe. Like, didn't he go to Harvard or something?
He's the kid who goes, he just said it. He said, oh, that person's wicked smart. Wicked, and you didn't hear that part?
I did hear it. I didn't put it together. He actually has like a room full. Is it him or is it Hunter who has the room full of puzzles has recreated all the ways that they try to trick you and all the different puzzles that they put together? And one of them did. It doesn't matter. Moving on. Last night we watched Survivor. I did. On Paramount Plus tonight. Today. Right now, I'm sure. The streaming premiere of Bob Marley, One Love.
Oh, good.
If you've been thinking to yourself, boy, I can't wait till that's streaming and I can just watch that on the thing I already pay for. Well,
I have decided not to pay $20 to rent it, so I've been waiting for it to become available, and I will watch that now.
Stars British actor Kingsley Benadire as Marley, and it's streaming today on Paramount Plus. Today on Apple TV Plus. I believe that this is just a movie, not a series. Argyle is the name of it. And I want to say that this is its streaming premiere. Sam Rockwell plays a spy who rescues a reclusive author, played by Bryce Dallas Howard. Apparently, John Cena and Henry Cavill are characters in her books. So, okay. I've seen trailers for this for sure. It looks fun. Maybe
that's Dua Lipa, isn't it?
Is that Dua Lipa?
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe they didn't list her in the.
Yeah, I'm surprised. Yeah.
They say it's very twisted.
Okay.
So maybe that'll be fun. There's also something tonight. It's a limited series called Franklin. It's on Apple TV Plus, and it stars Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin. No, okay. I certainly like a historical thing like that. On Netflix tonight, the series premiere of Good Times. This is the animated reboot of the classic 70s sitcom. I played you some audio from it or something a couple weeks back. It's been sort of bubbling, and today's the day it debuts.
I think we got off subject into the music of that time.
I think we did, yes.
Either way, yes.
Also today on Netflix, something called Strange Way of Life. It's a short Western starring Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke as former lovers. Strange Way of Life, today on Netflix.
Oh!
I know. Ryan Gosling is hosting Saturday Night Live, and Chris Stapleton is the musical guest. There was supposed to be, Brittany, did you find that amusing? There, you know how they always cut those little promos for, you know, this weekend on SNL, I'm your host, and here's
yeah,
musical.
I have some audio from it. Let me just get that ready.
It's Ryan Gosling hosting and Chris Stapleton as the musical guest for Saturday Night Live this Saturday night. I think they air it early, too. 8:30 we can get it, and then it airs again at 11:30.
Here's the audio.
Mr. Stapleton, big fan. Love your music.
Nah, stupid.
Yo, Chris. One for the grin?
Master Stapleton, tis I, Sir Gosling. That's cool.
That's cool.
That one's cool. Let's go with that one.
So he's also promoting Fall Guy, is that it?
He must be, right?
I can't wait for that movie.
I don't have that date in front of me, but that does, I think that's
May 3rd.
Oh, there we go. It's right around the corner here. Here's something that I started reading it and went, oh, I don't know. And then I saw, oh, this is a Robert Downey Jr. movie series. It starts Sunday at 9 o'clock on HBO. It is the series premiere of something called The Sympathizer. It stars someone named Hoa Zuande as a half-Vietnamese refugee forced to be a communist spy after the Vietnam War. Robert Downey Jr. is in this movie. In multiple roles, he plays various white men trying to exploit the hero of the show. So Robert Downey Jr. signed on to do an HBO original limited series. And okay, if you're a big fan, I just thought, wow, imagine that.
I like him.
I do too. Yeah, I very much so.
I recently heard him say too, which I thought was a big walk back from prior statements, but he said, I would absolutely do another Iron Man. Iron Man, the character, is in my DNA. And I just went, well, there it is. Some of these
There'll be another one of those coming up.
You know the company went, let's lock him down immediately. I'm sure, right?
You know, it's possible he did that in promotion of this show that he's got coming up and that he didn't want to say anything bad. Maybe he was put on the spot and didn't want to say anything detrimental and or that he was tired of playing or anything bad about it, and so who knows, but also maybe we'll get to see him in that role again.
I can see why he would want to. He defined that role for sure.
Yep. So all the trailers for everything that we've talked about for movies and TV, everything is going up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. That's just where we put it. It's where it all lives. We also got a Bridgerton season 3 trailer today. Yay! So we're putting that up as well. It's just another silly, lovely, loving, wonderful season of Bridgerton. I love it, and maybe you do too. And if you do, season 3's trailer is up. Do I have time for this?
Yes.
Okay, question for Bryn. Was there a trailer for this Jon Bon Jovi show?
Oh, I didn't quite get to that. Let me see real quick.
Yeah, take a look, because Jon Bon Jovi is saying, I'm capable of singing. He got vocal cord surgery 2 years ago, and so this happened in 2002. He's been on the road to recovery since, and he says, I'm capable of singing again because I'm effing Bon Jovi. His recovery shown on something called Thank You, Good Night, the Bon Jovi story. It's a docuseries. It premieres on Hulu in about 2 weeks. Bon Jovi says, what you saw on film was shot last March in that scene when I couldn't sing well, or 2 years ago when I was on the road. It's just that for me, the bar is 2.5 hours a night, 4 nights a week, before I say we're going to go and do any more shows. Not a day of this recovery has been easy. Every day is a struggle, but I'm more than capable of doing it again. So he's determined to get back to fight and wait, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're a big fan of Bon Jovi, maybe this is for you. Again, it's called Thank You, Goodnight, The Bon Jovi Story. It's a Hulu docuseries that premieres in about 2 weeks.
I wouldn't call myself...
Oh, go ahead.
Go on.
Oh, I think it was posted before. I'll post it again up on the Facebook page. It's a Hulu property, right?
Okay. Yeah. And Vinny, you were about to say.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't even count myself as a big Bon Jovi fan, but I did see them live, and that dude had a freaking minute. Like,
oh yeah,
owned the world for a minute there because his show was as good as anything out there. You might not believe that, but I'm telling you,
I
went like begrudgingly and left there going, wow, that guy kicked ass tonight.
Oh yeah, crank that up. That's good.
I got a story to tell.
It's very dated because that was an era. That was a time. Right. That was the frizzed out hairdos and the all this stuff.
We're actually playing a Bon Jovi song here on the Alice called Legendary. The end. and also really the end because I'm actually completely out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Gambling makes the news. Tax time makes the news. And more after these.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
Thank you.
Say so quietly. Aww. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's a very special day today. Vinny knows why. And Jane also has some specialness. At 6.05 today, she's got a keyword that you text back to her at 20357. You'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see this guy, Alec Benjamin.
If you leave him, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down, down.
Alec Benjamin, October 17th at the Masonic. Be listening to Jane.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank first opened its doors in 1964. Now they're doing it again with their new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. The proof of their commitment to the Bay Area can be found at 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Swing by and say hello.
Excellent.
I'm going to call an audible here real quick.
Oh, all right.
Which is never good, but it's still, it can't be avoided. First of all, I should just say, weather's changing dramatically today. It's going to be much cooler, and there's rain on the way for tomorrow.
All right.
The happiest cities in the United States were just released, and Fremont, once again, way near the top.
Oh,
it came in third.
Wonderful.
San Jose came in fourth. San Francisco came in at ninth.
Hmm.
But I thought Fremont. Like,
killing
talk
it.
About the PR team for that zip code.
Yeah. The people of Fremont are very happy. I'm happy for the people of Fremont. What were the number one and number two places?
Arlington, Virginia.
Really?
Which is that right near D.C.?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Okay. Plano, Texas.
Oh, really?
I don't know Plano in terms of where it is in relation
I've heard
to...
of it.
I know Dallas and Houston are gigantic. Is it right outside Dallas?
No,
I don't know.
Yeah. Plano, Texas.
Fremont, third. San Jose, fourth. Seattle, fifth. Boise City, Idaho. Raleigh, Chesapeake, Virginia, San Francisco, and then Anchorage, Alaska.
Really?
Lincoln, Nebraska came in at 12. Hello, Nebraska.
Well, hello, Nebraska. Wrong town. Still.
Yeah. Close. Very close.
Right.
Yeah. And Irvine came in at number 15. There you go, though.
Really?
The happiest cities in America. Fremont comes in at number 3.
Winning.
Go Fremont.
Again.
Winning.
Duh. Swing by. You know, while you're there, stop in at Fremont Bank. Their new headquarters.
Right. Yeah. 39150 Fremont.
Slurpity slurp. Shohei Ohtani's interpreter.
Yes. What the F, Vinny? I've been waiting to see if you would say something about that. I'm dying to know what's going on here.
Well, they're still trying to sort it out. The first story was they didn't know if it was Ohtani doing this himself. So if you don't know, Shohei Ohtani is a Japanese baseball player who came to America and played for the Angels originally.
Okay.
He is a phenom. There's no question in this guy's talent. He can hit and he can pitch.
All the stuff.
He's so good that he was just wasting his life in Orange County with the Angels. They were not making the playoffs. It wasn't happening. He just recently signed what appears to be the biggest contract in the history of sports.
Oh, really?
With the Dodgers, yes. He signed a huge deal, and he even took a discount because he knew his deal was going to break their
bank
for many years to come. So anyway, this guy, again, Shohei Ohtani, he's from Japan. He's making all the money.
Okay.
Apparently, he had a personal translator. Now, this is a big deal in baseball, more so than most sports, where they've got a lot of foreign players who either they only speak Spanish or they only speak Japanese. And you've got to have someone.
Someone help. Has to, right? Yes, absolutely. And just I would assume someone who becomes a trusted friend.
So this person, the translator for Shohei Ohtani, the news came out that he had been busted for gambling and using Shohei Ohtani's money to cover some of his bets.
Oh boy,
the numbers were minor compared to how they've now turned out to be. Gambling, by the way, is a known addiction.
Yes, absolutely.
It is a real problem.
Compulsion.
On the gambling books, Ipe Mizuhara, who was the translator for Shohei Ohtani, was known by account number 35966. Using that handle, he made 19,000 illegal wagers with an Orange County bookmaker.
Oh, my.
Even that number, you'd say, okay, 19,000. So what? Well, he wasn't making $1 bets. Hello?
Right.
He wasn't winning them all either.
Of course not, right?
They say he was averaging 25 bets a day, anywhere from $10 to $160,000.
Oh, my.
So his addiction was completely out of control.
And he just had he had access to all this money, like
all this Ohtani stuff, because of the language barrier, has not exactly come out clean. There may be more information if this is what you spend your whole day looking into.
Right.
But what I was able to find, because I don't do that, maybe the guys at the game know every, you know, single morsel of this story. I don't know why he would have access to Shohei Ohtani's money. I really don't.
Right. Why does he?
I do know that a lot of athletes who end up in contracts even remotely close to this find themselves in over their head.
Yes.
They just do. It's more money than they've ever seen. And they become victims of people they trust because they put themselves in a situation where they say, I got to concentrate on my game and I need someone to help me here because I'm in over my head. And that person can either be good or bad.
Just honest and true.
The former translator did his share of winning to the tune of $142.5 million.
Wait. You're telling me this guy won $142 million?
It wasn't nearly enough over 2 years to cover his losses at nearly $183 million.
Oh, my
God. So just released yesterday, this is a federal bank fraud case against Misuhara, 39. That's the translator out of Newport Beach. It shows detail of what a federal prosecutor described as his insatiable appetite for gambling, as his despair, and his despair as he fell more than $40 million into debt. He's accused of stealing more than $16 million from Ohtani's bank account to pay down the losses, but that's when this stuff started to come out.
Right.
He was covering, because they actually show this bookie in Orange County, which you don't think people have bookies. I knew a girl, and I really liked this girl, but she was someone that, of all the things, she had a bookie.
Right. And who are these bookies? My sister-in-law's sister is a bookie. Phone rings all day long.
What?
Yep.
Wait. Your sister-in-law's
sister is a bookie. I only recently found it out.
Well, if that's her sister, doesn't that make her your sister-in-law too? Your sister-in-law's sister.
I don't think my sister-in-law's sister is my sister-in-law. I think she's just my sister-in-law's sister. I don't know how that works, Vinny.
How is that? If they're sisters, then she's your sister-in-law, too.
No, but she's the only one who's married into my family.
No. All right. Anyway, she's a bookie.
She's a bookie.
In Massachusetts.
I think she lives in Atlanta.
Oh.
I think. I'm not positive. I don't know that much about my sister-in-law's sisters, except that one of them is a bookie.
Anyway, it comes out now. This translator had been taking money from this superstar in baseball, and his gambling addiction is now coming out in full, and we're seeing exactly what he was up to, and it's not good.
Yeah, he's going to be in huge trouble. I'm looking at this contract that Ohtani signed. And because you'd mentioned that he deferred a lot of this money until much later in order to not break the Dodgers.
Right.
It's 10 years, $700 million. Like, this is almost a billion-dollar contract, and he's only going to get $20 million of it between now and 2033.
Yeah. They're
going to owe him $680 million at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
It's just insanity.
And the Dodgers spent more money than that to build a team that's going to make it very hard for the Giants to compete. I like our chances. I'm rooting for our team. But the Dodgers did spend a lot to build a beast.
With it. I mean, to think that you promised someone $700 million and you're kicking that can down the road by 10 years. It's an interesting way to do business.
They have now the phones between this translator and the bookie. The bookie's been busted too. And this is about him asking for more credit. Please extend me. Any chance you can bump me again? All these texts.
Oh, boy.
At one point, the quote is, let me see. I am terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL.
I'm really good at ripping off my friend that I interpret for, though.
I assume that's keeping it light with your bookie so your bookie doesn't feel your nerves because you've got to be freaking them out, right?
You have to. Yes. Keep it light with the bookie. That's good advice, Vin. Thank you.
That's anyway.
Don't let them know that you're sweating. Don't let them see you sweat, the bookie.
Sheesh. Tax day is on Monday, everyone. So get those returns in.
Oh,
a study found the average American will pay just under $525,000 in taxes in their lifetime.
Oh, man. That is so... Each one of us kicking that down to the government.
Well, and that's...
Over
that's
our
the
lifetimes.
Average American. There's people right. who make more and pay way more, and I've certainly paid more than that already. Yikes. It's a lot of money. Taxes.
Yeah, taxes are...
Just go...
Yeah. Yep. You look at your paycheck and go, boy, that's...
Now, this is like interesting.
A lot of minus things on here.
This made me feel pretty good about our
right.
world today.
Great.
They
good
say
news.
That amount is not just in income taxes. That includes things like sales tax and property tax. Altogether, it amounts to 35% of all the money we earn.
Mm.
That depends on where you live, though. People in one state actually have to cough up over half their earnings.
Oh. Which state is that?
I would have bet $1 million
that it was California. Yeah.
It's not. It's New Jersey.
Jersey.
In Jersey, 54% of your money gets taxed away. In Connecticut, they're next, 49% of your money gets taxed away. Then it's a tie for Vermont and New York at 45%.
Oh, my God.
How is California not even in the top three, four?
I don't know. Oh, my God.
So I kind of went, oh. Well, I don't feel as bad about the things that we have to pay to be in our lovely state of California.
What number are we, though, of all the states?
I don't have the whole 50. But I'm shocked we're not in the top four or five. I really am.
Me too.
Okay, listen to this. Oh,
I'm ready.
Fudge.
Tell
I'm
me
out
everything.
Of time.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm going to do this next time, though.
All right.
As I've been watching this show, Only Murders from the Building.
In the building.
In the building.
So
whatever they say. I don't know.
It's his birthday. Let's not correct
him. Three quarter point.
Correct me. Believe me.
No way.
I need to be.
Three quarters of a point.
Okay, thank you. The internet sleuths are out there.
Oh.
And it works. And I'm going to tell you a story about that coming up.
Oh. I can't wait.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Someone is reporting that the Golden Bachelor may have filed for divorce. Is that true, Sarah?
Oh, no.
I have not seen that. I will look that up. That is very exciting. Gary files for divorce. Let's have a look here.
Yeah.
They are divorcing. 3 months after they wed in a live televised ceremony, they revealed the news in an interview that apparently aired today. So there you
Man,
go.
That is
exciting.
A fast turnaround.
Well, you know, he's a playa.
She's a bookie, says 415. Why doesn't she put John's sister on the payroll instead of you?
Oh, good point.
That's not the sister-in-law.
Oh.
Oh, man.
This Vin, Otani only makes $2 million a year. In 2034, he'll get paid $68 million for 10 years.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Once he's moved out of California and our income tax, our government is not happy.
I was reading that. That's so I didn't bring that part up, but they say they're going to miss out on like $100 million plus in income tax. Because he'll only be getting however many millions per year between now and then. It's so crazy.
That is hysterical.
Sort of. Maybe he'll stay. Maybe he'll stay in the state. Maybe he'll be like, this is where I live from now on.
Hmm.
Or he'll move there, winkity wink.
Winkity wink wink.
And then visit his vacation home in California.
Maybe.
Anyway, who knows? What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Michael Franti!
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3x a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.